From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and filling in for Peter Sagal, Mike Pesca.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. That is very kind of you today. Thank you. We do have a great show for you today. Violinist Itzhak Perlman will join us. But first, I am Mike Pesca. I'm filling in for Peter this week. I work for Slate.com, hosting a daily podcast that is starting next month. If you recognize my name, it's because I've covered sports for NPR. If you are unfamiliar with the idea of sports on NPR, they go like this. A screaming line drive over the shortstop's head, screaming like the cry of the rhinoceros beetle, whose Amazonian habitat is slowly eroding due to the effects of deforestation. But we invite you to give 110% when you call in to play our games. We're at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hello, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Anna, and I call from Toronto, Canada.
How are you, Anna?
I'm good. How are you? I'm trying to speak slowly so I can understand.
Right, because the Canadian accent is impenetrable to our ears.
Yeah, I'm Italian, so it's all mixed up.
Oh, an Italian-Canadian. What do you do up there in Canada?
I do visual effects for movies.
What does that mean?
I do explosions, gore, all the things that you don't see when you go see movies.
Okay, for movies, right? You're sure about it. Okay, good. Yeah. What's the stupidest thing you've ever had to explode?
I had to kill a lot of Vikings lately.
Explosions.
I had demons.
You've killed Vikings? You've killed demons?
Yeah.
What's your harder to kill?
I think they're Vikings.
Well, Anna, let's introduce you to our panel. First up, a humorist and author whose book, Alphabetter Juice, is out in paperback now, Roy Blunt Jr.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Next, writer at the Houston Chronicle, Kiri O'Connor. Finally, a humorist who will be appearing along with Peter Sagal at Storytellers on a Mission at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro, Vermont on April 19th. It's Tom Baudet.
Hello, Anna.
Hello. We're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready, Anna?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your first quote.
This is not another Cold War that we're entering into.
That was President Obama talking about another Cold War that we're entering into with what country?
Russia.
That is correct. This week, President Obama finally got tough on Russia. He gave them the strongest tongue lashing yet. And if that wasn't enough, he helped to kick them out of the G8. Now, dismissal from the G8 is quite a shot across the bow. You know, Russia can't now use other countries' workout gym for free. There's no discount at participating Olive Gardens.
They need a loose cannon in the G8. Yeah. Get Libya or North Korea or somebody in there. Right. Have a little fun. Come on.
Right. Yeah, that eighth chair should rotate.
Right. It's
for excitement purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, you know, this Putin thing. I make warrior lists every year, and it's one of my New Year's traditions. And like 10 years ago, Putin was like on that list, but he was way down there, like number 9 or 10, like around where my prostate was. You know? And
now they've both enlarged.
Well, this is the thing. And now he's up around 2, maybe 3, and so is my prostate. And so I think that we don't need the PSA test anymore, gentlemen. I think we'll just use the Putin index.
And Putin sounds like something that lies right next to your prostate.
He does. And I tell you, if he goes, further into Ukraine, gentlemen, go see your doctor.
All right, on to your next quote.
Everybody go to Hobby Lobby today to buy glitter for your IUD.
That was our own Faith Saley referring to a big case argued where this week?
In the court.
Which court? Think a big, big case argued.
The Court of America?
No. No, she's thinking of Judge Judy. This is a different one.
No, I know how to translate from Canadian, and we're going to give her that point. Yes, it is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of Sebelius v. Hobby Lobby. At issue, the owners of the chain of arts and craft stores, based on their religious beliefs, do not want to provide certain kinds of contraception to their employees. Really, though, is there any more effective form of contraception than walking into an arts and crafts store? In fact, the Hobby Lobby was originally named Granny's Prophylactic Attic. I think I was watching a Viagra ad, and it said, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, visit a Hobby Lobby.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, that scrapbooking is foreplay.
Maybe it depends on what your hobby is. I mean,
But when you get right down to it, mentioning all these things that they sell in the arts and crafts store.
Oh, I see.
Couldn't an employee or a customer make their own contraception? Paper mache works great. Stay away from the googly eyes, though. Mm. During an amorous evening, are you wearing a rubber? Rubber cement, yeah. When you're in the mood and you have time to let it dry, try rubber cement.
I know a really off-color song along those lines. It goes like this. It's, Waltz Me Around, Willie Limerick. An impetuous young couple named Kelly are now forced to walk belly to belly because in their haste they use rye berry paste instead of petroleum jelly.
All available at the Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. I very seldom get to bring that out in polite
company. Yeah, I haven't heard that in a while, right?
I believe Scalia invoked that from the bench, actually, yeah. Here's your last quote.
Imagine basketball players striking before a Sweet 16 game, demanding shorter practices, bigger dorm rooms, and better food.
That was Senator and former Secretary of Education Lamar Alexander, alarmed by a decision made this week allowing who to unionize?
Basketball players from universities?
Well, not basketball players.
Baseball, sorry.
No, not baseball. It's football. College athletes, football players specifically from Northwestern University. The National Labor Relations Board has voted to allow the players at Northwestern to unionize. The theory is that they are paid with a scholarship. They have to work many hours playing football, and they should receive compensation for injuries. Now, people think this sounds crazy, but what it comes down to it, is there a better symbol for the union lifestyle than a football game? Brief periods of activity between long periods of fat guys just standing around.
How good is Northwestern?
They were okay. They're usually the punching bag of the Big
Ten. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I mean, they probably need to get organized in some sense.
All right, Carl. How did Anna do?
Two correct answers. So, Anna, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you.
And as I said, all our guests, keep blowing up those demons.
I will.